The United States loses 3 acres of farmland every minute. And every minute that we don't have a farm bill means we lose more farmland. We recognize that the road to a farm bill is long and it's not always pretty.
It's like an actual farm road.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is a very bumpy, very pothole-y.
Yeah. Maybe not
sometimes
be paved.
Some carrion on the side of the road. It's a pretty rough road, but it's going to require a bipartisan bill in order to get it passed.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Nathan Latoile, which means what in French?
The star.
From Four Star Farm in Northfield, but also from the American Farmland Trust. You might have heard of Four Star Farm. You're like the go-to local hops place right now.
Absolutely.
At this point, with the new local hops movement and our amazing beer culture movement. But we're not here to talk beer. We're to talk how the sausage is made, which is way more boring. Farm bill. The farm bill is in some ways controversial.
It's only controversial if you don't think that food is grown on farms and then people eat the food.
Luckily, we have U.S. Representative Jim McGovern involved in the negotiation of the farm bill, but we are farm billless right now?
Yes, we are farm billless. At the end of September, the farm bill expired.
No more food for anybody.
Thankfully, quite a few of the major programs will continue. They have what are called permanent authorizations, but some of the, quote, smaller programs, those that are below $50 million, those don't have permanent authorizations.
I made a smaller amount of money.
Those particular programs are ones that are really important here in the Valley. There are some grant programs, the value-added producer grants, local food promotion grants, specialty crop block grants. The groups that receive some of that money, organizations like CESA, UMass, NOFA, American Farmland Trust for one, a lot of our local land trusts, those are all local organizations that get and use this money, not to mention hundreds of farmers right here in the Valley that utilize money from the Farm Bill.
And the Farm Bill is also connected to SNAP and nutrition assistance programs, which is another aspect of it that makes it controversial, which is probably why it's still hung up. Where is the Farm Bill at right now?
So the House passed a Farm Bill. They passed it purely on party lines. Not one Democrat voted for the House Farm Bill. The Senate passed their own Farm Bill that had 87 votes, much more bipartisan.
And I know McGovern is advocating in the committee to try to pass the Senate version of the bill that was more bipartisan.
Neither of the bills are perfect. The House version takes a far stricter approach to SNAP. From a conservation perspective, the Senate has some really, really good aspects. The House version also has some pretty good aspects.
So one way to think about the Farm Bill is about 80% of the Farm Bill is hunger and nutrition programs. 19% is providing support, technical assistance to large commodity farmers, soybean, wheat,
right,
corn. And 1%, and this 1% is so important to New England farmers, are the programs that provide technical assistance for farmers to learn how to market better directly to consumers, or helping beginning farmers, a farm business that's been around for less than 10 years. And when we received a beginning farmer grant, we took a look at the 250 farmers who are part of the Local Hero Program. 100 of those farmers were in business less than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
For us to be there for our farmers, these federal grant programs are essential.
The other thing that's interesting about the Farm Bill and its effect and the fact that we are farm bill-less is the Healthy Incentives Program.
HIP is a perfect example, the Healthy Incentive Programs, of good things that can come out of a Farm Bill.
So this is a Massachusetts program that allows people to essentially get reimbursed on their SNAP debit cards when they go to farmers markets and certain farm stands. And it's going to end right before Thanksgiving.
It's going to end and then start back up in the late spring.
Okay, so that's good.
But the way this worked was, in 2012, we were in sort of a similar place. There was no Farm Bill. It took till 2014 to get it out of the gate, but it included some of these small and mighty programs, and one of it was to fund innovative programs through the states nationwide to figure out how to get fresh produce to people who were on SNAP. Massachusetts took the viewpoint, let's have local farmers sell it direct to families on SNAP. That's how the HIP program got started here. And now the state, seeing the value in the program and that the federal funding had ended anyway, has now assumed responsibility for the program. I think it comes back to, again, everyone remembering all the different hats we wear when we're talking about a local food or regional food system. And in fact, in November, there are elections. People should be asking the people who are running for state and federal office, what are your stands and how are you working with farmers and households that need food?
And if you happen to live in Congressman McGovern's district, he is on the conference committee about the Farm Bill. You can tell him what you think, and even if you totally agree with what he's standing for, let him know that you've got his back on this one. Nathan Latoile from the American Farmland Trust and Four Star Farm, who are the hop growers in our valley in Northfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.